If I can just ask each of you to just give us a few moments on sort of your approach and your ideas about sort of general principles for getting carriers to pay when they should pay.
Who do you want to start with?
Start with Jim Orr.
Okay. I think one of my general principles is to give the insurance company every single thing they ever ask for. A lot of lawyers, they for some reason want to be disagreeable with the insurance company. It really hurts them later on in the case. So one of my general principles is I send them everything they ask for, and then I repeatedly send them letters asking them, have I given you everything you've asked for? If there's any other item, statement, or form, or document, or information that you need, you let me know what it is, and I'll send it to you. Otherwise, I'll assume that I've given you everything you've asked for. And as many of you know, that's very important under the insurance code in terms of trying to set them up for penalties under the insurance code. So that's one of the principles I like to utilize in my practice. And then one of the other principles I like to utilize in my practice is having very specific corporate rep depositions. For example, just on that same topic in terms of whether all of the item statements and forms were provided, I'll send a corporate rep deposition notice on one topic will be, what are all the item statements and forms that you requested? What is the date and the method that they were requested? What are all the items, statements, forms, documents, information that was provided to you? What was the date and method that it was all provided to you? And so their contentions about all those things, if you get someone in the chair that is designated on that topic, it really doesn't allow them any wiggle room to try and get out of insurance code violations. So those are just two of the things that I like to utilize in my practice.